Right along. Mr. Bradshaw,
yes.
You will answer this next question first.
Okay.
Coming from Rashida.
All right. Okay, so if DeKalb County is found to be a sanctuary government under HB 301, assuming that it passes this legislative session, and state funds are withheld from the county, how would you handle it?
So that's immigration's a very, very taxing issue, and primarily immigration and managing immigration is the purview of the federal government. So the way I would attack that is to make sure I maintain good relationships with all of the members of our General Assembly, make sure I'm maintaining a good relationship with the governor, and make sure that whatever we're doing in relationship to coordinating with the federal government is synchronized. But immigration is a federal issue, and that's I would defer to my colleagues in the federal government to handle that.
Yes, I would just add, it also impacts our sheriff department, because I think the power, the jails is under our sheriff. That's the separate constitutional officer. And we have to work closely with our sheriff and also our state governor, because if the law is the law, we got to make sure we do it humanely to make sure that folks who are undocumented be treated in the most humane, the best way they can. But we have to make sure people go through the legal system to become a citizen, but we also got to make sure we follow the laws in this country and in this state. And so I would work closely with our Mexican consulate and other consulates who have undocumented folks who may be coming in, to see how we make sure that we're following the law and making sure that we don't lose the resources that we need to maintain the laws in our community, but also making sure that immigration and the things that at the state level and the federal level are followed, so we can thrive as a county, but also making sure that we can move forward to make sure that the undocumented folks are moving in the way that they need to move, but making sure that the state laws are being upheld.
I would say that understanding that the bulk of our funding in this category would come from the federal level, of course, then it comes down to state and eventually reaches the local level. We can't just sit back and wait on federal. What you've explained here is what I call an unfunded mandate. And unfortunately, in government, each and every day, we're faced with doing increasingly more with less. So I would say that it's going to require what I call a conglomerate approach. We must not only focus on our state legislators and others on the federal level, our local senators, to assist us with securing and the procurement of funds, but I think that it's also going to be important that we set aside funds. Coming from corporate America, I have a lot of innovative ideas to help generate revenue to help us address such issues. But also, when we talk about these issues, I can also say that as it relates currently to our immigrant and refugee communities, that I've already worked very closely with the IRC, of which I have proudly given over $500,000 in discretionary funding to assist with the issue you currently describe. Because those organizations, although they're on the front line of integrating into our communities and providing refuge for our immigrants, they do not have the resources that are needed. Also, the Latin American Association I've worked very closely with to provide programming. So it is going to take a conglomerate approach. And I do believe that outreach, the engagement of wraparound and safety net organizations will be important as we wait and hope that federal funding comes. We must still continue to be proactive.